Praise the Lord. Welcome to Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2017. We're so delighted that you're in on the Seeds of Destiny time with us today. Our topic today is the power of focus. The power of focus. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that it is beaten, when he looks upon it, shall live." Numbers 21 and verse 8. Thought for the day: what God says about you in his word is greater than what you see around yourself. In Numbers chapter 21, the Bible makes it very clear that God sent fiery serpents to bite the children of Israel because they murmured against him. As a remedy to the problem, when they cried unto the Lord, God told Moses to lift up a brazen serpent, and so that anyone who looked at it would be healed of the serpent's bite. Therefore, the people had the choice to either look at the serpent up in the air or look at the serpent on the ground that was biting them. Anyone who lifted up his eyes to the pole, to the lifted serpent, was healed. But those who continued to look down at the serpent on the ground that was biting them died. Beloved, you have the right to choose where you place your attention, but you do not have any right over the outcome of that choice. I'm sure you understand that. Your outcome in life is determined by where you are looking per time. For everything that is happening around you, there is a written word about it in the Bible, and you have the choice to either look at what is happening around you or look at what is written in the Bible concerning you. Beloved, what God says about you in his word is greater than what you see around you. Therefore, ignore the challenges and look at the revelation that is in God's word. Remember this: what God says about you in his word is greater than what you see around you. Praise the Lord. What's our assignment? Number one, never meditate on any circumstance that is contrary to God's word. That is, to God's revealed word and his will for your life. Number two, locate at least 2 to 5 scriptures and relate the challenge that is going on in your life to those scriptures. Meditate on those scriptures and then make positive declarations that is based on the word of God that you have gone through. And as you do that, I see answers coming your way speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Pray this after me. Say, "Oh Lord, I choose to believe your word above every circumstance. Help me, Lord, to believe your word above the circumstances of life that I see around me. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord." I'll pray with you. We'll be reading the our Bible reading for today. And meanwhile, I pray for you. You would like Jesus to be the Lord of your life and you want me to pray for you. Just simply pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I don't want to look to the world again. I don't want to look to sinful ways again. I don't want to look to my flesh again. I want to look up to you, Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins and make me a new person. From today, I am now born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name." Praise the Lord. I pray for you, and I pray for every precious one listening to me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that everything that keeps your mind focused on the negative, on the earthly, on the things that are limiting, on the challenges, I break their hold from off your life. In the name of Jesus, and I declare that from today, you will learn to look up to God, look up to His Word, and look up to His promises for you. In the name of Jesus, I believe that God is up to something, and I believe you are being blessed. Have a wonderful day today, and God bless you.
I'll be forever lost, but for your love, I'll be forever lost.